This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, a thunderous witness for Christ as we study 1 Thessalonians. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
A few years ago, I was attending the graduation ceremonies of a Navigator Collegiate Training Program at Maranatha Bible Camp, just outside of North Platte, Nebraska. It was a typical hot summer day with a few storm clouds approaching from the west, and as the graduation speaker began his remarks, we could see the clouds growing darker and darker. And just as he closed the meeting in prayer and said the final amen, one of the loudest thunderclaps I have ever heard rocked the meeting hall and startled the crowd. Frankly, I jumped out of my seat, as did scores of others. But it didn't end there. That thunder rolled on and on across the prairie for what seemed like a full minute until it finally faded away in the distance. Friend, the sound of thunder rolling on and on is a fitting description of what our personal witness for Jesus Christ should be. Listen as the Apostle Paul describes his ministry in the city of Thessalonica in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 5 through 9. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Spirit, and in much assurance, as you know what manner of men we were among you for your sakes. And you became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you were examples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but in every place the report of your faith in God has gone forth, so that we need not to speak anything. Here Paul speaks of the gospel which came to them and which ultimately sounded out from them to all of Greece. And the words sounded out are best described as the rumble of a tremendous thunderclap that reverberates long after its initial burst of sound. It pictures a bold, straightforward, continuing witness. There is no evidence of timidity on the part of the Christians from Thessalonica. The gospel message did not tiptoe from their lips, nor was it whispered in hope no one would hear. Having received the gospel, these people entertained no thought of keeping it for themselves. By word and deed, they made it known to others. They followed the example of Paul with a burning zeal which prompted them to proclaim what God had done for them. Friend, the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, boldly proclaimed, can burst like thunder from your life today, and by the power of God, it will keep on rolling. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
We want to help you begin a fascinating study of the Bible. We're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide, Daily Walk. Each day, you'll take a stimulating walk through a new passage and discover truths you can live by. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, prayer and the joy of God's answers on Daily Discipleship.